We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet. Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin joins us now, and a lot of people don't realize they still think it's early voting. We have an election tomorrow, do we not?
We do, Tommy. And polls are open up at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. Whoever's in line at 8 p.m. will be allowed to vote.
Any COVID-related issues at all? Every poll is up and running, and every place, rather, is up and running and manned, all that stuff?
Yeah, so I want to thank Clerk of Court Morrell and his staff, working with my staff, working really hard to make sure every polling location is going to be open and the commissioner positions are filled. They've really worked really hard. We've recruited a lot of folks that aren't ordinarily in the process to be polling commissioners, so we're looking forward to them participating as well and everybody getting a chance to vote for the presidential nominee of their choice.
So we're voting for, if you're a Democrat, you vote in that primary. If you're a Republican, you vote there. If you're a registered independent, what do you do?
You vote on other issues that are on the ballot. There's some local races and issues that are on the ballot. And so we encourage everyone to, regardless of party affiliation, to get out and vote.
Let's talk about the, if we can, the filing deadlines that are coming up. Those were moved by COVID or not? Because of COVID?
Oh, the qualifying dates? Yes, yeah. they were moved because we had to push the elections back. So the election is tomorrow, July 11th. So we close out the election after that week, during next week. So we had to move qualifying back a week to the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th.
Somebody texted this in. That's a great question. Do parishes that have mandatory mask requirements make voters wear masks into voting precincts? How are you guys going to handle that, and is it going to affect the turnout or impact the turnout? Because you got some serious federal law going there as well, I guess, right?
Yeah, so we have worked with local governments to educate them that while we all highly recommend to voters to wear masks, we cannot compel a voter to have a mask inside the polling location. Otherwise, we would be telling that voter they couldn't vote. So we highly encourage everyone to wear masks, but it is not an absolute requirement in order to vote. We have lots of protective equipment for the commissioners. They'll be wearing masks or shields. Also, a lot of them will have protective garments on, gloves. We are sanitizing all the utensils being used on a regular basis and wiping down the machines with sanitizer after every use.
Somebody texted this in. I think it's an interesting question. How can they verify that their mail-in vote was received? And we've had so much discussion about, and I know you're busy. I appreciate your time.
No, absolutely.
We've had so much discussion about mail-in voting, and you had to come up with a plan as it relates to Louisiana elections, right? Legislature. I'm sorry, I'll get it out. So, okay. How can a voter do that? How can you determine or verify that your vote was received and counted?
So, any voter who sent in a mail ballot can go to GoVote, GeauxVote.com, and look for the link that will show you how to check on your ballot, the status of your ballot. So if the Registrar of Voters has not received your ballot by 4:30 p.m. today, then you're eligible to go to the polls and vote in person. So we encourage everyone to, you know, to call our 1-800 number or the Registrar of Voters office to check on that if they or to go online and check the status if it's been received by the registrar by 4:30 p.m. today. Then they won't be eligible. But if it is not in, then you can still vote in person tomorrow.
And then somehow you cross it, cross-reference it later on, and you only it only counts as
yes.
one. You don't get two for one.
That's correct. So we track it. So the list at the precinct, if your ballot has not been received by 4:30 p.m. today, the supplemental list at the precinct will show that. If it has been received, then you'll be stricken from the list. This evening as they do the supplemental list. So there's a good checks and balances in the process.
A little bit, if you can, about the Go Vote app.
Yes, the Go Vote app. You can go to the either the Go Vote app or to the voter portal, which is the same thing, govote.com, and you can check on the status of your ballot. And if not, you can call. The 1-800 number escapes me, but I can get my staff to provide that to you.
And a GoVote app also, Secretary, to find out what's on your ballot in your precinct, et cetera, correct?
Yes. You can get a sample ballot, and I urge everyone to check. We did have some precinct moves, and so folks can check their precinct by using the GoVote app, and it'll give you directions to your new location if it has changed.
It's a big state with a lot of municipalities. Do you know if there are any areas where it is just the presidential primary that's on the ballot?
There's 24 parishes across the state that have local either offices or issues, props on the ballot, including Orleans Parish. The rest are just the presidential preference primary and the party, local party offices,
committee
Democratic
people,
State
right?
Central Committee, Democratic Parish Executive, and Republican Parish Executive. The Republican State Central Committee will be on the December ballot.
And you would have to be either a registered Republican or Democrat to vote in either one of those.
That
Thank
is
you,
correct.
Sir. Appreciate
Thank
your
you,
time,
Tommy.
Kyle. I
Appreciate
really do.
You.
Have a good day.
Absolutely.
Right,
anytime. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. GEAUXvote.com and a Go Vote. App. We'll take a break, find out what Newell Norman has coming up for us next here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.